Okay, here we go. Bless the Lord. Okay, let's praise the Lord this morning. Oh, yes, we're going to cover the Lord as my shepherd this morning. The Lord is my shepherd. We are familiar with Psalms 23. Psalms 23 and 1 is one of my focus. I'm not going to cover the whole Psalms because there's a whole lot packed in Psalm 23. So we don't have, we're going to focus in on the Lord as our shepherd, which is Jehovah Roi. Jehovah Roi. Okay, we're going to talk about that this morning. Jehovah Roi. All right. The Lord is my shepherd. So let me read that. I'm going to read the first three verses, and then I'm going to focus in on just that part because if I cover some of the other parts of Psalm 23, I'm going to be dealing with some other areas of the different dynamics of Jehovah, like Jehovah, the Lord is my provider, Jehovah Jireh, for instance. So I don't want to go there because we have a whole message on that. So I want to focus in specifically on the Lord is my shepherd. Somebody said that the Lord is my shepherd. All right, now we really going to delve into this one. Okay, praise the Lord. We're going to get into this. So let's break this down. Okay, we're going to deal with the meaning of this text as well. Praise the Lord. We're going to deal with the meaning of the text. So let's deal with the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. So that's where I'm going to stop, and I'm going to break this down, and we're going to deal just with that this morning, okay? So the Lord is my shepherd, okay? Jehovah Roi, Jehovah Roi, that's found right here, and it's found in other scriptures, okay? But right here verifies the fact of the Lord is my shepherd, the Lord God, he is Jehovah Roi, Jehovah Roi. Now, let's get into this now. So, I want to just bring something to the fact that most of the times, you know, when we hear it, at a memorial or funeral home going service. Mm-hmm. Is that right? So I just want to enlighten you, first of all, and that is this. This text is more than a scripture reading for processional funeral service, and that the Lord is not just my shepherd during great loss or bereavement. But he is my shepherd here and now. He is your shepherd right here. Somebody say right here and right now. Now let's unwrap this text and discover for what it fully is and what it fully represents as it declares, I am Jehovah Roi. I am the Lord God, your shepherd. Or he is the Lord, my shepherd. It's personal. You can't talk about anybody else's shepherd. You talk or anybody else's God. He has to be your God. He has to be your shepherd. He has to be your Lord. All right. So that being said, now let's move on. So now I want to break down this meaning for a minute, because in order to fully understand this, we have to go back. We got to go back to the Hebrew. We got to go back. I've dealt fully with Yahweh and Jehovah and Yahweh. So we talked about that. So let's move into Jehovah, the second part of that, which is Jehovah Roi or Roi. Okay. Now, let's start off with the root word and its meaning, because it gives us a full meaning of what it's talking about. Now, let me stop. You remember I talked about various words in the Bible that are used as a way of describing to you and me, so we can get a full understanding. God gives us pictures and words and paints a picture so we can understand or get some idea of him and what he's all about, or some idea about what he's trying to communicate with you and me through his word. And we use a certain word, but one of those words was metaphor. Now, this is a metaphor. Good shepherd. He is my good shepherd. That's a metaphor. Amen. He's using the description of a word to paint a picture, all right, in order to give forth an idea. Now, he's given us an idea that he is the shepherd. God is the shepherd. And when we get to the New Testament, we see Jesus is the good shepherd, as Deacon read in the text, right? And so let's break this down. Let's peel this apart and let's take a look at it, because we hear it and we love it. Oh, the Lord is my shepherd. We love that scripture. Love to read it. Love to hear it. But let's break it down a little closer now. Now, the root word is a Hebrew word, and the root word is Roah or Ra'ah or Roah. Okay, that's the root word. Okay, now I already broke that down. We talked about how you get variations of the meaning based on adding certain vowels and certain things that you get various variations of that word or meaning. So the root word, though, is this. It means this. Okay, are you ready for this? I'm talking about Jehovah Roi. I'm talking about our Heavenly Father. And I'm talking about our Savior, Jesus Christ, when we get to the New Testament, when we talk about the shepherd. Okay, we're familiar with the shepherd. But I need to break this down and get us, first of all, to understand that the Bible gives a metaphor of you and me as sheep. Somebody say sheep. Sheep are very meek. Sheep are mild. Sheep must be led, and sheep needs a leader to guide them. Amen. You can have a flock of sheep that's grazing, amen, until the ground no longer can yield feed, no longer can they graze, and you can have another field just, just a few feet away. And they will not be able to go from that place that's barren and move into that lush place that they can feed on. So they need a shepherd to lead them. Somebody say lead them. So I know we think that we can get along in life without God. I know we think that we know quite a bit, and that may be so. But we need to understand we can't, amen, make it through this life without Jesus. We can't make it through this life without God. We got to seek him and allow him to guide us, because the Bible gives an example of you and me as God's people, as sheep. And sheep must be guided, amen, must be led. And we need to understand the whole idea of following him. You know, you have to know how to follow him, who is our guide. He is the shepherd. The shepherd leads the sheep. We are the sheep, all right? So God gives a metaphor of you, the believer, me, and the church, amen. Various parts of the church, or us, very, is a flock of God, and the Bible uses an example of sheep and the idea that he is the shepherd. Now, let's break this down a little bit more so we can understand it. So, Ra'ah means to flock, or a flock in some variations of that word. Okay, flock. He is the Lord who leads the flock. Ra'ah is Rohi, is when we get that variation. He is the one that leads the flock. He is the one that guides the flock. He tenderly guides us. He doesn't force us. He gives us a free will. But he desires for you and me to seek after him so that he can guide us in life, in the right direction, so we can fulfill the plan and the purpose that God has for us while we're here on this earth. Amen. Because we know that when we pass on, amen, we pass into eternal life, right? That's why Jesus Christ died. Okay. So now let's go a little bit further. So it Ra'ah means a flock, or as we get the variation, it means to flock. Amen. To flock, or to lead, or to shepherd. That's important, because even in churches, many don't understand the idea of pastors and sheep, pastors and congregation, and pastors are called. I'll talk about that. Ooh, wow, we got a whole lot we're going to deal with now today. Amen. Because some don't understand this whole idea of God calling his pastors to lead his people. God didn't call anybody. God called those, amen, that he have chosen. Amen. You can't call yourself and go out and decide you're going to preach the word. You can't call yourself and decide you want a pastor. No, God has to call you. And if you don't understand that whole idea of calling, you're going to have some issues when it comes to the church. Amen. Because if you know that you've been called by God, you understand it's not a paycheck. Oh, I'll talk about that in a minute. We're getting ready to tread in some high cotton today. Bless God. So that being said, then, Ra'ah means to lead a flock. Amen. Or to flock, or to shepherd. Uh-huh. It means to cause, to graze. So he is just not our shepherd, amen, as some place or some title, but God is moving and operating in our lives every day. He is, if we submit ourselves voluntarily to him, to allow him to lead us and guide him, because yes, after all, he is our shepherd, and we are the sheep of his pasture, the pasture, the Bible says. Is it right? The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein, right? Is that right? We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Therefore, enter to his gates with thanksgiving, and to his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. You understand what I'm talking about, right? The Lord is my shepherd. We are his sheep. Now, some have gone astray, and God has done everything he can to lead us back into the flock. Amen. Lead us, amen, to that place where he can guide us in life. Now, let's move on. So it means to gaze, or to cause, to graze, excuse me, in rich pasture. So God, watch it now. Now, I'm not just making it up. This is the very meaning of who he is and his nature. His nature, his very nature is to provide for us. I can't get too deep into that because that's Jehovah Jireh. But as our good shepherd watches over the sheep, he provides for the sheep. He protects the sheep with his own life. Now, we'll talk about that in a minute. So just put that aside a minute. Let's move on now. So his very nature is to cause you and me, his people, to graze, not in barren land, but to graze in lush green pasture. Yeah, I wonder if folk understand what the scripture is talking about when they quote, "The Lord is my shepherd. He making me to lie down in green pasture." Listen, it's not just putting your hand behind your head and relaxing, amen, being full. No, it's a whole lot more than that. We need to understand that the God of whom we serve, he's doing more than that. He represents more than that. He is our God and we're his people and he cares for us. Amen. He protects us. He leads us. He guides us. He directs us. And so he causes you. He's a causative God. God, when you there's things going around, trouble all around, there may be this happening and that happening, and it seems like you can't work it out. Amen. I come to tell you, Jesus will work it out. I come to tell you, our God will work it out. That's why you have to allow him. Watch it. Are you ready for this one? Allow him to cause you to graze in green pasture. What that means is that when you come to him and you give your life to him, give your heart to him, what he'll do, he'll call. Even though you unsettle, you move, you don't know what tomorrow holds, you just don't know what to do. But when God comes in, when Jesus comes in, he causes you to lay down. He said, "Lay down, my brother, lay down. Everything is all. You don't have nothing to worry about. Just lie down and rest." Come on, somebody say amen. So him being Jehovah Roah, him being our shepherd, God causes you to lie down, settle yourself, and know that everything is all right. That his very nature is to reassert the whole fact that he's got everything in control. You don't have to worry about a thing. I know the bill collectors, I know the people are saying this from people are saying that, and you don't know what tomorrow holds, but you know the one who holds the tomorrow in the palm of his hand. All you got to do is trust him, and he'll let you know that everything is all right. He is Jehovah Roah. So he is the one that causative. He'll cause you to lie down. He'll cause you, amen, to settle yourself. He'll cause you, amen, to be calm and know that everything is all right. That's his nature, to let you and me, his children, know everything is all right. Can I get a witness in this place? We talk about Jehovah Roah. We talk about the Lord is my shepherd. We talk about the fact that the God, his very nature is to let you know that everything is going to be all right. We talk about the God that will cause you. See, when you trust in the Lord, he'll cause you to be all right. And worry got to go. Amen. Anxiousness got to go. Depression got to go. Lack of hope got to go. Amen. Hallelujah. Because when he comes into your life and when he comes into your heart, amen, he lets you know that everything's all right. You can get up now. You can't. Don't you say I'm tired another time. No, don't you dare. God will give you strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I'm not tired. Like the song said, I'm not tired yet. Come on, somebody say amen. Because he strengthens us. He renews us. He refreshes us. That's what the shepherd does. His very nature said that every once in a while, amen, we kind of draw away from the Lord. Amen. We get caught in the everyday living. Amen. And our fire begin to dim. Amen. Every once in a while, amen, we need to be refreshed. The old folk call it revival. But I've come to tell you, amen, every once in a while, we need to be refreshed. Amen. We need to be renewed. We need to get back, amen, a little bit closer and let the Lord let you know that you need to refocus. Stop focusing in on today, on what's going on, this and that, the economy, the epidemic, the folk not having jobs, people acting like they ain't got no sense. Amen. We need to refocus. Touch your neighbor and say, you need to refocus. All right, let me move on now. Excuse me for getting so excited, but that's just the way it is. Amen. Hallelujah. Some like soft spoken. I'm just come to tell you that's not me. Amen. I believe this thing. Hallelujah. And I know you do too. So let me move on. So it means to cause, to causative. God is causative. He'll cause you to to rest in order. You know, the Bible said, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, let your request be not to the government, not to your friend, not to your neighbor, not to a family member. No, the Bible said, let your request be made known unto God, and the peace of God that passeth all understanding will keep your heart. Amen. I come to tell you this morning, the devil is trying to trouble somebody. The devil is trying to cause somebody to be anxious, you know, fretful, you don't know, worry about what today and tomorrow might bring. But I come to tell you that God has the future in the hand, and you don't have to worry about a thing. Don't be anxious. Don't be worried. Don't you count up your troubles. Bid your troubles bye-bye. Put your trust in Jesus. Put your trust in Jehovah. Amen. Roll eye and let the shepherd lead you. Let the shepherd give you rest. All right, y'all, come on. Let me stop and say this. And you don't need no pill. Come on, y'all. You know, everybody think the answer is a pill. Take a pill in the morning. Take a pill at night. Take a pill at noonday. That's going to solve all your problems. But I come to tell you, there's a holy pill that you need to take. You need to take the medicine that God has for you. He got medicine for your soul. So let me move on. Let me amp it down a little bit. All right, I'll turn it down, y'all. Amen. Let me amp it down a little bit. So Jehovah Roi not only means that he is the one that causes you to be able to graze, not in barren land, but lush, plenteous, amen, pasture, amen. And so it also means, well, here's one that's very interesting. It means to associate to one as a friend. We talked about that a few weeks ago. Amen. God is and Jesus is the friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I know some people have a problem with that, but I believe the book. If the book said, I believe it. Amen. Come on. Well, you know, your friend, he's a big guy. What you talking about? You can't be his friend. Oh, he said he's your friend. Amen. Amen. He said we are friends. He is a friend. And he's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I believe it. Let me move on now. So he associated. That means he has a personal, amen, relationship with you and me. We serve a God. We serve a Savior. We have a shepherd that it's about a relationship. The shepherd has a relationship. I'm going to talk about this when it comes to pastoring in churches too. Because a whole lot of folk don't understand. They run into places. They think they got it going on over there. Because a whole lot of people is running over there. But they have no inkling of what's going on spiritually. Come on, somebody say amen. And you need to understand, amen, it's not all about the choir. You need to understand it's not all about who's who. It ain't all about that. You need to understand that God is concerned about your spiritual well-being. And I've come to tell you this morning that here at Valley Berean Christian, I can't talk about any other church specifically, but I can tell you this. At Valley Berean Christian Church, you're going to get the word of God. That's one thing you're going to get. Amen. I've come to tell you that at Valley Berean, you're going to get some spiritual nourishment. I've come to tell you at Valley Berean, you're going to know how to fight the devil. I've come to tell you at Valley Berean, you're going to know how to pray. I've come to tell you, you're going to know how to get in the book yourself and know how to tell somebody else about your Savior, Jesus. How to teach somebody else what God have taught you. Come on, somebody shout and say, man, I just, I know other folk, that little small church over there, they're inconsequential, but I come to tell you another thing. Amen. God have called this church into being. And it's the Holy Spirit. It's the word of God. Amen. That have anointed me. Amen. To preach the gospel like Jesus said when he first came on the scene. He said the Spirit of the Lord have anointed. I've come to tell you. Believe it or not. Amen. A prophet is not, amen, receiving his own country. It's all right if folk don't accept me. But God have accepted me as his preacher, as his pastor. And I don't know anything else but the pastor, the way God leads me to pastor, because I understand it's a calling. I didn't call myself. Amen. I should have known it. Amen. When I was a little boy that God called me. I couldn't listen to folk that looked at me with that little suit on and say, you look like a little preacher. Amen. I couldn't listen to that. I couldn't listen how folk were saying, oh, you know, one day you're going to be a preacher. I couldn't listen to that. But one day the Lord came into my heart and said, I called you to preach. I knew it. I knew it way before I accepted it. Come on, somebody say, but I ran though I ran. Little did I know that God had a plan for me. I thought I had a plan when I came out of high school. God said, I got a greater plan. Amen. And I come to tell you, as a preacher and as a pastor, I can sleep at night because I know I preach the word. If God called me before kings, I tell a king what God says. Come on, somebody say amen. I'm not ashamed. Amen. Some people may think I'm a little meek, a little mild, you know, a little quiet. But I've come to tell you, when it comes to God, I am not ashamed. I'm not bashful. I'm not meek. I will tell you what thus saith the Lord. Amen. Like my pastor used to say, shake it and take it. Amen. It's like medicine. You take it. It may not taste good, but it's good for you. Come on, somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So my objective is to coach you, to lead you, to show you the way as God's pastor. Amen. So that you can be spiritually blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Let me move on a little bit further. Hey, let me tell you this, my brothers. We need to get this thing going here. We need to understand. Now, I can't. Listen, I'll move on because. We'll get to it. We'll get to it. Let's move on. So it means also, are you ready for this one? He is Jehovah Roi. Now, watch this one now. Somebody, well, I don't know. He can be your friend. Let me tell you something. He's a relational God. Touch your name and say he's a relational God. What that means is that God relates to you and God relates to me. Amen. So it means companion. Somebody say companion. He's your compadre. He's your companion. He's your friend. But not only he's your friend, because you got to be careful with that too. I understand that. You can't just walk and treat God just lightly that, you know, he's your, you know, but you need to understand that he relates to us and he's your companion, meaning that when he says, I'll never leave you nor will I forsake you, he's right there. He's right there. With you, but he's a companion, amen. He's here to help us. He's always there, amen. Then it means to feed wherever or however there is a need. That's a shepherd. That's Jehovah Roi. He is the shepherd that feeds you. It is a shepherd that provides for you wherever the need is. All right, as a shepherd, the context here is as a shepherd, amen. Provides for the need. I'll talk about Jehovah. Jehovah Jireh later, but listen, let's move on. Amen. All right. So, amen. So it also means, now I'll break this down, but let me just give it to you. And then you just tie a ribbon behind it. I'll come onto it and then we come back to it. But it means to pastor. A shepherd, a pastor is a shepherd. Somebody say a pastor is a shepherd. Don't you call yourself and get up in that pulpit talking about God called you the pastor and you don't know nothing about shepherding God's sheep. Because when you shepherd God's people, it means you relating to them as God relates to you. Amen. Giving you the word of God. You got to know how to relate to his people. If you too far out there untouched that nobody can get to you, how are you going to pass to the people of God? When pastor, the very meaning means relational, how God is relational to us. And the only way I can pastor you, the only way I can be the pastor, the shepherd, the under shepherd, if you will, amen, I have to be in touch with God's people. Come on, y'all, somebody shout and say amen in this place. I'll break it down. I'm going to show you. I'm not making this up. Amen. This is not something where pastor got a chip on his shoulder. No, I'm going to show you in the scripture. One thing I do, I fully understand what it is to be a pastor. I fully understand what it means to be a bishop. I fully understand what it means to be a prophet. I fully understand what it means to be called by God. Let me move on a little bit further. Oh, bless his name, y'all. Okay. So it means, are you ready for this one? I'm talking about Jehovah Roi. I'm talking about the God whom we serve. You need to fully understand, amen, the depth, amen, of who he is and how he relates to you and me as his children, amen. I'm going to get to Jesus. I hope I have I got enough time. Got to talk about Jesus. I'll make the time. Somebody say amen. So it means, are you ready for this one? It means to fix what is broken. He is the one who fixes what is broken. I've come to tell you, if there's anything that's broken in your life, broken marriage, broken life, broken spirit, amen, broken finance, broken body, amen, broken mental state, whatever it is, amen, brokenness and broken that, I've come to tell you, he's the one who fixes that which is broken. He mends up, amen, wherever there's a bruise and wherever there's a wound. That's what a shepherd does. And then it goes on also to mean to settle one who lacks hope. Every once in a while, people gets in a statement because they're going through all these different things, and they began after one thing after another, they began to think in their mind, amen, that there's no reason to look forward for anything in the future. They lose hope. But I've come to tell you, Jehovah Roi is the one that gives us hope, amen. Every day, amen, I got a new opportunity with a fresh, amen, abundance of blessing, but a fresh ability and opportunity to have hope in what my God is able to do. Don't you dare lay down. I know life may be, somebody said, well, life is beating me down. I know life may be trying to beat you down, but I want you to get up. I want you to trust in Jesus. I want you to trust in God, amen. I want you to know that God gives us hope. If I have nothing else, amen. I may not have silver, may not have gold, but I tell you one thing I have. I have faith. I tell you one thing I have. Amen. I got hope. I tell you something else I got. I got Jesus. And like the song said, when you got Jesus, that's enough. Amen. Someone, well, Pastor, that's all right and dandy, but you know, but I take the money. Well, let me tell you what the Bible says about that. Amen. Be careful. Amen. If your main priority is money, be careful, because the Bible says money is deceptive. It have you to believe that you don't need God. But I've come to tell you, you know, God will bless you. Don't you misunderstand. I tell you, amen, God will bless you. Amen. I'm blessed. You blessed. We understand about that. But I tell you, amen, all those things that I receive does not compare to the God that we serve. Come on, somebody say amen. Are you willing to give it up all for him? Don't you worry. If he had to, he'd give it all back, but he want to know your heart. Come on, y'all. Let me move on. So it also means he's the one who leads. Somebody say leads. He leads. All right, here we go. So, because I got a lot I want to cover here, and I want to make sure I don't run out of time here, and I can't see my clock right now. So let's move on. Are you ready for this? So, Jehovah Roi. Somebody say Jehovah Roi. I just want you to speak it. Thank you, sister. Stay with me now. Give me every 10 minutes or so. Just chime in, because I got a whole lot here, and I'm afraid I'm going to run out of time. But Jehovah Roi, he is the one who causes the weary, the bruised, the outcast, the cast down, the beaten down, the rejected to find a pleasant place. Somebody say a pleasant place. All right, say it again, a pleasant place. That's a tongue twister, a pleasant place. Amen. He'll have you, amen, find a pleasant place to rest. He'll take you to a place where his people can be, like I said before, refreshed. Somebody say refreshed. Sometimes life will beat you down. If you get all caught up in this and that, you know, you need to be refreshed. Now, let me move on a little bit further. He is the one who brings back the soul that have flown away or have become lost. Amen. That's the good shepherd. Amen. He'll bring back your soul when your soul finds itself that have flown away. Amen. Can't find itself in the presence of the Lord. You need to understand that. Are you ready for this one? God got, you know, my pastor, you call them the search hounds of heaven. Amen. But I've come to tell you, it's something truthful about that. I've come to tell you, God has a search party out for your family that you're praying for. God has a search party out for those that haven't met the Lord yet, that you praying for. God has a search party out. Amen. Hallelujah. So he is the one that seeks out, amen, the soul, amen, those who have flown away, amen, that he can find them because they lost. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me move on. So the shepherd, somebody say the shepherd. The shepherd strengthens. A true shepherd strengthens God's sheep. A shepherd revitalizes people back to life. That's some people that may be breathing, but they're not alive. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, they preach. The eyes open, amen. But I'm going to tell you something. I'll leave that alone. They're not alive, amen. Spiritually, they're dead. Somebody say dead. They don't know. They have no perception of their spiritual, of the surroundings that they're in. They may be in danger and don't know it. They may be right upon death and don't know it, amen. Somebody say amen. That's why you need a spiritual insight. You need the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Spirit. You need Jesus. You need God's word so you can have some spiritual insight. Watch it now. Are you ready for this one? Amen. That so you can come alive. Touch your name and say, so you can come alive. All right, now let me amp it down again. Oh, okay. So the very impact of these acts acts are motivated by love. Come on, somebody say, my God is love. Amen. And the actions of a Savior is motivated. Watch, are you ready for this? Not by money, but motivated by love. Somebody say, any real true pastor that's worth his salt, I come to tell you, is not motivated by money. Filthy mammon, the Bible said, but I've come to tell you, a real true prophet of God is motivated by love. If he didn't get paid done, he'll still preach just as hard as he did if he didn't get anything. Somebody say amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Let me move on, y'all. I'm gonna get in trouble, you know. Let me move on. All right, here we go.